If you're reading this, I'm probably dead. But I need to warn you, don't end up like me. It was normal night. Nothing was different. I was hanging out with some of my friends, playing Dying Light and eating pizza for hours. When it was time to sleep, we kept playing games and eating. Our parents weren't home, so even though we weren't supposed to, we did. When we were finally starting to doze off, we were all jerked awake by a blood-curdling scream. "What the hell was that?" I exclaimed, thinking someone was in danger. Maybe it was the game?" my friend Seth said. I shrugged and pointed to the speakers we had set up. "That's not possible. We muted the TV and speakers. And that's not a type of scream in the game." Everyone went white as the scream came again. We sat there for what felt like hours, though it must have only been a few seconds. The scream came again. "Oh, great," I thought. "Now it's happening more often." It came again and again and again. My other friend Jake suggested that I grab some of the weapons in the house and go check it out. I knew we should call the cops, but being 17 and all of us being pretty strong for age, I decided it would work. We all agreed, and everyone went off to grab weapons. Jake and his girlfriend grabbed the swords my family had hanging on the wall, while Seth grabbed the biggest kitchen knife we had. I went to my parents' room and realized the scream had not happened again, but I was determined to help someone, or at least try. But as I was grabbing the machete my parents had under their bed, I heard it again. This time, it was closer, almost ear-piercing. "Jesus Christ!" I yelled as one of the windows in the room cracked. I heard Jake's girlfriend scream, "Jake! Seth!" from the other room. I ran into the living room. "Jane, what the hell happened?" She pointed to the now shattered glass back door.
Something shattered the glass and took Jake and Seth," she cried into my shoulder.
I saw blood on the black patio. "Shit," I said as I realized that the amount of blood meant they had most likely severed an artery. "Damn it, we should have just called the cops. Now they aren't going to fucking believe us that something abducted our friends. Listen, stay here, I'm going after them." Her face looked shocked. Honestly, I was kind of shocked too. For all I knew, I was going to fight someone or thing with a gun. But they were my friends. I had to do it. I locked Jane in my room and left. I could see that the grass was slick with blood. I had a trail to follow. Unfortunately, it led into the woods behind my house. Perfect, I thought. I walked across the grass and into the woods. I instantly heard someone scream. It was different from the one I heard earlier, so I knew it had to be Jake or Seth. Granted, I had never heard any of them scream, so I didn't know 100%. I began running. That fucker, whatever it was, shouldn't have screwed with my friends. As I was running, I heard something to my right, but as I looked, I saw a pretty skinny tree falling towards me. "Fuck!" I yelled as I dove out of the way. I thought I was safe, but as I tried to get up, I felt a sharp pain move up my leg. I felt around in the dark for my flashlight and looked at my leg. It was drenched in blood, and my ankle was twisted at an angle that shouldn't be possible. As I realized it was broken, I cursed and slowly pried it out from under the tree. The pain was insane. I could barely stand, leaning against a tree. I sat there for several minutes before hearing a rustle ahead of me and on one of my sides. I grabbed the machete. "Who's there? I'm warning you, I'm armed." I almost chuckled to myself. Did I really think that was going to do something? I heard the rustling move farther away. And then I heard it, the same scream. It came from in front of me, where the rustling was. I heard another, but it was behind me, and another from my side. After a couple of minutes, the pain had died down, and I was able to stand with support. I quickly made a makeshift crutch by snapping a thickest branch off a tree and began moving further into the woods. The screams kept coming again and again and again to the point that it was unbearable. I checked the time as my parents were going to be home at 4. 3:26. I kept moving, hearing scream after scream. Then I heard sirens and saw red and blue lights. I saw flashlights shining into the trees. But before I could say anything, I heard gunshots and cops yelling, "Run! Run! Now!" I could also hear screaming, pained screaming. I kept hopping into the woods. A horrible stench flooded my nose. I tripped over something and the pain came back. I grabbed my flashlight and pointed it at the ground where I'd fallen. I puked. It was Jake and Seth, or at least what remained of them. It was just snap bones and blood. Organs spilled out onto the grass. I got back up and hopped as fast as I could back to my house. When I got there, I managed to climb onto the roof and look at the street. I puked again. It was just more blood and shattered bones. I could even see some faces that I recognized. Then I heard it. Two screams from my room. All I heard was a third scream and then something wet hitting the wall. I saw glass shatter from the front of the house. I looked over the edge of the roof and barely stopped myself from puking again. A giant monster made up of bones and organs came crawling out of my window. It dragged itself around using two arms made up of what looked like stomach and bones. It had long, sharp claws made from ribs, and it had several skulls going from what would be its tailbone to the base of its neck. Its head was a bloody elk skull, missing one horn. It left a bloody trail everywhere it went and made this noise like it was moving through water. It had a bloody spine protruding from its back like a tail. The thing was unusually fast. I saw more coming from other houses, but they all looked different. Some had one arm, some had no arms but had legs. Others had arms and legs, some had just one leg. It was disgusting. Occasionally, I would hear a scream from a house further away in my city. For some reason, even when one clearly saw me, it just ignored me. I lived like this for 3 months before finally having hope of escape. I could see military planes and tanks moving toward the city. I was able to get up and scream for help when I heard one of the soldiers driving a tank yell, "Remember, we have our orders. Destroy this whole goddamn city. While you get the bombs prepped, we'll hold those things off with the tanks." I saw one move into the street in front of them. It screamed and began running at the tanks. Flinging its one arm, it hit one soldier and killed him instantly. One of the tanks fired. It was using pure metal shells, so no explosion. The round hit the creature. By this point, I was calling them Gore Reapers. The creature flew back, but didn't seem fazed at all. It instantly got up and began running again, along with several others who were attracted by the noise. The tanks continued firing, doing nothing to the creatures. The sound was deafening. I covered my ears, but kept watching. Then I saw it. An explosion. It drew the Gore Reapers away from the tanks. Another, and another, then another. No, this one was different from the others. I heard a roar, which drowned out the explosions. I heard several screams and saw the Gore Reapers running toward the tanks, but this time they were running past the tanks. I saw a large amount of bones crush a building. I looked up and saw a huge Gore Reaper, which I took to calling the King of Gore afterwards. He had four arms and two legs and was 30 meters tall. He was made from thousands of bones and hundreds of organs. The tanks fired at him, but to no avail. Crushed all the tanks and built himself up using the crushed remains of the soldiers. The jets were grabbed out of the air and tossed aside like toys. After all of the military soldiers were dead, the King of Gore didn't stop. He kept moving into the woods. Eventually, he crouched down and I couldn't see him anymore. The Gore Reapers screamed and ran back into the city, jumping and climbing buildings wildly. I ducked behind a windowsill as one ran by the building I was staying in. I recognized it as the first one I had seen. It was over. I was stuck in this city, now half destroyed with these creatures. I lay there for hours, watching the fires from the bombs die out and the Gore Reapers scream. 2 months later, and my leg was fully healed. I was sitting doing nothing when I heard a scream about 20 meters behind me. I looked behind me and saw Gore Reaper looking at me. He screamed again and began chasing me. I screamed and began running. I could hear several more of them scream and begin running or crawling after me. I ran faster and faster. I could feel their icy breath on the back of my neck. As I ran, I kept hearing screams and more running after me. I thought that was it. I thought I was going to die there. I began cutting corners and jumping fences to get away from these things chasing me. I couldn't count how many times I had said the F word. I felt a sharp pain in my right ribs and left shoulder. I ran faster, as fast as I could. God damn it, get away from me, you fucking creeps! I screamed, hoping it would work. I realized that they lunged at me and it took them a few seconds to recover afterwards. I stopped and ducked. They lunged over me and I began running in the opposite direction. I could only hear two running after me now. These ones didn't seem interested in lunging, though. I felt a sharp pain on my right side, right next to my spine. I realized I was near a gun store that sold grenades to the military. I ran there, losing one more. I slid behind the counter and found the box of grenades tipped over. I grabbed one and kept running. I grabbed the pin and yanked it. I primed it and threw it at one of the Gore Reapers. It embedded itself into its shoulder and exploded. The Gore Reaper's arm exploded and flew to the floor. It was still more concerned with the noise. I ran while I could and finally made it to my house. I went inside, only to find my wife hanging from the ceiling and my kids were piles of blood and guts. I began sobbing and fell to the floor. I stayed this way for what felt like an eternity. I finally got up and went to my computer, hoping if I published this story, I could warn the world. And that brings me here, bleeding out on a chair, typing out this story. Just know, if you hear screams at 3 a.m., run.
Thanks for listening to the No Sleep Podcast. If you love tuning in for these stories, please leave a review to let others know how much you enjoy listening. And don't forget to check out the link to our YouTube channel in the podcast description.